Hello, everybody. Welcome to WRDG. We're going to check with Kurt Lana and give me the weather. And we're going to do it now. And we're going to do it pretty good. And we're going to check with her. What's the weather for outside in Portsmouth? What the weather in Portsmouth, Ohio? Tell me the weather from Portsmouth, Ohio. Tell me the weather for Portsmouth, Ohio. Okay, she ain't gonna help us. She's busy and we're going up the news already in progress. And we're going to do the news. And we're doing the news right now. There's the heat, cooling, and air in Sugar Grove. Everything's there. 740-858-4371. Heat, cooling, and air. And we really do love you. And here's the news for you.
Help keep your engine running like new with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus. Join the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. Save even more on fuel when you shop in our stores. Fill up, save up, and snack up at Shell.
Man, oh man, has the weather been awesome in our forecast today. Conditions all over our region. Blue as can be in the afternoon, and this evening we are clear for the moment. But note I say the moment. Take a look outside. Ashley Homestar Cam over the Charleston area, the Kanawha River Valley, starting to look a little foggy. Uh-oh, yep, it's going to be a repeat of the last couple of evenings slash mornings where we start off pretty nice, but by tomorrow morning, not much of that blue sky can be seen anymore, and it is not going to be the easiest drive out there. Luckily, tomorrow's Saturday, so many of us can relax and stay inside for a little bit longer till that fog pushes out. 9-10 o'clock or so. And then hopefully we see partly to mostly sunny skies. Right now we're clear. We're just waiting for that fog to form. And we're looking at our low pressure system off towards our west starting to take form here in our region. However, we're enjoying that high pressure, which is looking lovely, leaving us nice and clear. However, that high pressure is also taking a lot of humidity down from the Gulf and bringing it on into the central parts of our region. Luckily, that Gulf stream of air is not really in our region yet. This is what Tony would call a moist pipeline. So you can see moving up off into the Midwest and then over into the Northeast through a little trip through Canada. However, our region, luckily, because high pressure is in the area, not affected. However, that high pressure is trying to leave out east. And when it does, the moist pipeline will shift a little bit further eastward. And then we are in for those showers. That's coming sooner rather than later. So get ready for it and enjoy what sunshine and lack of rain you have coming up. Tonight, again, clears can be up until that fog forms. And then we move into tomorrow's forecast. You know what? Go crazy tomorrow. If you have any plans, ditch them and make sure you get outside, or make sure those plans are for the outside or can be done outdoors. Why? great day outside. Still plenty of sunshine out on the New River or wherever you want to head outside and take an adventure. A little shower activity, yeah, sure, but don't let that stop you, because tomorrow it's going to be the last really nice day for maybe a week or two. We'll see. Take a look at our future cast right now. The future is uncertain, but tonight is certain. Certainly nothing to talk about by tomorrow morning. Little cloud cover. We'll have that fog to get through as well. And then once the fog pushes out, you see we'll still have partly cloudy skies. And then in the afternoon hours, a few scattered showers start sneaking into our forecast. The first wave in the afternoon, and then our second wave looks like it'll be moving in later in the overnight hours. Majority of that rain focuses on the northwestern counties first. So everybody's going to get rain. It's not just the northwestern counties. They just happen to be getting in on the showers early. As we move into tomorrow's forecast, you can already see conditions getting into the 80s outside for most of us. And again, plenty of sunshine, even though we'll have to get through that morning fog. And there will be a drop of rain or two tomorrow. You are going to want to take advantage of the weather. It's not nice anymore after tomorrow afternoon. Why is that? Take a look. It's not just going to be the weekend into next week. It's going to be maybe even all the way into Thursday and Friday, where we still have chances for a daily shower here or there. And those skies don't return to that beautiful blue, comfortable feel that we've had for the last 5 days or so.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Drew. Mm-hmm. Coming up, we have all the highlights you're looking for in this Football Friday night.
Okay, Larry, that's fine. 0-2, 10-5, 5-4-4-1. And that's pretty good. That's all the news we got, you. And it's time to go to the... It's time to go to the regular station, and we're going to help you out. And I'm keeping my word. And we're going to play a little bit of church music in a little bit. We'll be right back.